You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I'm gonna get on MTV, mama. I'ma push it down. Hey. I'm good. What? Shout to my boy Ye, who's been see Ye know how to be quiet. Look at everybody. No, he doesn't.
I was just about to say, no, he do not.
Yes, he does. He's out with his wife in Japan. Drake. Just go in hiding. In hiding, because when you come back, everybody's gonna be like think about it, Telly. You're supposed to be a rap artist, and every time now you come out on stage, they're gonna be like, that's the dude that sued Kendrick because he got mad because he lost the battle. Like, can you, that's gonna be a scarlet letter on your chest.
Yeah, like we said yesterday, man, just withdraw these things. Like we were saying, withdraw this fool, double back and did another one. I was like, like, who are you listening to?
Uh-oh, here comes Drake. Don't make him mad. You'll be in court tomorrow. I would be that friend. I'd be so petty with it. Oh, here comes Drake. Somebody call Judge Joe Brown. Don't want to make him mad.
Not. Yeah, you better not play my song more than you play his.
And I love me some Drake. That's why I understand why he's taking this. So it's like, you still Drake. You still got that Boeing 757 that you flipped. Dude, that was so... When I tell you, when he said that during the concert when he came here to Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum, and he was like, oh, man, I didn't realize how close Milwaukee was to Toronto, you know, when I flew in on my Drake 757 into General Mitchell, I was like, oh, my God, I love him. Will you marry me, Drake?
Yeah, like an hour ago. Yeah, because he was like, yeah, I had to change clothes. So I was like, crazy.
Yes! I love you. Now I can't. Look, the thrill is gone. I can't mess with you, Drake. Because we go out, they're gonna be like, look at Denise. Look at her light skin self with the other light skin who get mad when they lose and they sue people when they don't win.
You can't sue, man.
I know.
God, dog.
Look, y'all. I see all the love coming in on the Truth Talking text line and YouTube message board. I really, really appreciate it. Thank y'all so much, Cypher. I'm going to say this on the air. I will not miss you at all. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at your messages. You will not be missed. Yep, I said it.
Had
Anywho,
me scared for a minute.
Yeah, no, you ain't got to be scared. What you going to do? I love, like, don't you love when people, it's their last day at work? What you going to do, fire me?
My eyes got big. I'm like, oh, she finna do it.
What you going to do? What you going
to
do?
I'm about to do it.
I'm about to do, quit. You know what, Ricky? That's something else I won't miss. Like, anytime a black person, oh, here they go, the angry black woman.
Just saying, DT, had me scared for a little bit.
Why?
Huh?
Why? Why would I have you scared? See, now I'm going to do you like I do certain white people when they say, oh, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen. Why? Why were we scared?
Because what we was talking about, so, you know, sometimes you...
And now, look, Rick, look, tell, he sound just like when they do the backtrack. Well, I didn't mean it like that. Keep going. Keep talking. Why would you be scared of me?
You know what?
I got time today. Go ahead.
I'm not scared. You know what?
Thank you.
Let's not do it.
I'm just seriously, like, don't do it. I'm scared. Why? What is it about me that's intimidating or scared to where you think I would do something to jeopardize my brand on the air? I've worked too hard for my brand.
Nothing at all.
Okay. Anyway, thank y'all, as I was saying, for the love. Appreciate it. I'm telling y'all right now, in 2025, I am going to be Elphaba from the Wicked movie. What does that mean, Denise? I'm not arguing. I'm not explaining. I'm not defending who I am. I'm just going to be like, and just walk off. I ain't playing with y'all.
That's not going to throw anybody off.
I promise
I'm trying
y'all.
To get into it with you. And you bust out and do that?
any microaggression, any type of, like, you know, it underlying, like, oh, I didn't know what you were going to say, Denise. Denise, I'm scared. I'm going to be like this. I'm just going to hit y'all with the alphabet. I'm protecting my peace and my energy in 2025. Also, another word that I'm going to be employing and activating in 2025 is no. Denise, can you? Nope. Denise, we ain't really got no money. We ain't got no budget, but can you make everybody? Nope. Oh, yes. It's going to be a new year.
Hey, you know the amazing thing about that word, DT? It's a full sentence.
What? I'm going to miss you too, Shadio. Yeah. Yeah. Like, quit going into people's in space and energy. Please, let me say it differently. Please consider, you know, like, for example, Thanksgiving, we have to stop these generational curses of how we talk to one another. Because during this Thanksgiving dinner, just level set. Like, I don't want to talk about why I didn't bring anybody home. Or I don't want to talk about why I'm still single. I don't want to talk about the presidential election. I don't want to talk about what Kamala Harris could have done better. I don't want to talk about why Drake, like, level set the conversation topic so that you can have a peaceful, engaging dinner. Let's talk about what we're grateful for. Let's talk about what we're going to do differently in 2025. Let's talk about how we're going to build generational wealth. These are some subjects that I want to consider talking about, Telly. Not, you know, oh, this is my favorite. Oh, your nerves is bad. No, it's called anxiety. And you don't help it. What's wrong with you? Why don't you bring anybody home? Oh, that's right. So in order for me to be a complete whole person, I got to bring somebody home for Thanksgiving. But if I do bring somebody home, I didn't like him. He didn't seem like he. Is he a man of God?
Or right. Or you, or it's the worst relationship, but just because I brought him here doesn't mean that everything is all good.
Man.
Like, I was just thinking when you proposed the question earlier about, you know, your some interesting experiences over Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is that holiday that a lot of weird things can happen. It's the holiday that you bring your new boo around your family for the first time because you know everybody's going to be there. And I mean, there are so many things that, I mean, like, somebody may show up and they ex is there, and you know, there's all type of drama that goes down on Thanksgiving because it's the perfect platform for everyone to be included in it.
Right.
If it's meeting the family, if it's this, is that, and we've had some uncomfortable moments, you know, over the years where, you know, something may not go right. Like, it's not always going to be the best thing that, you know, somebody may say something they weren't supposed to say or got drunk and now you, hey, why you over there doing that? So-and-so. I'm like, what? I didn't even know that.
Well, let's do
so
this. Let's
yeah.
do this, Telly. Here are some suggestions or some recommendations to consider as part of breaking the generational curse of just like every Thanksgiving dinner I can recall from childhood where there was, like you said, Telly, one of those instances of drama. And so we're going to try to change that. And some of you may say, Denise, we don't have any drama in our house for Thanksgiving dinner. Please call us in and tell us what the secret is. Now, here's some questions to consider asking as part of provoking, stimulating discussion or dialogue. Number one, what is something you're looking forward to in the coming year? That's a great question. What are you looking forward to? Why you laugh, Telly? Why are you looking like that? Trying to break.
Because I'm thinking about
what?
I'm thinking about like yeah, that sounds great. But a lot of black families, I was just thinking about, like, you know, they'll just be looking at you. So when are you going to get married?
Right.
When y'all going to have some kids?
Look, so it'd be like, okay, everybody, what are we looking forward to in the coming year? You bringing home a man?
You'd be like, you just throw your hands up.
You're
like,
not being single no more. That's what we looking forward to, Denise. Because we got questions every year. When you going to get a man with that granddog named Ernie? And why he so close to the kitchen anyway? Question number two.
I'm telling you. I'm saying you going to try to go home and propose this. Let's try something different, family. Let's talk about what we thankful for. I'm like, I'd be more thankful if you would have sent me that $100 I asked you for last month.
I'm looking forward to you paying me back all the money you borrowed in 2024. That's what I'm looking for. You know what? You're right, Telly. All these questions, I'm trying to break the monotony, but obviously I forgot.
Well, please
I'm still
do.
Black. Okay. Let me continue.
Or get some videotape of your attempt. I need some tape.
Here's another question to consider. If you could spend Thanksgiving anywhere in the world, where would it be? Where they got some real macaroni and cheese? That's where. Bringing in this mess. That's where
When you don't have your cousin bringing over this nasty potato salad, that's where I want to be. I love, like, my family, they don't hold back. They don't say, there's something missing. It's either good or it's nasty. I'm like, why would you bring this nasty stuff over? You'd be like, God, dog.
You got me dying because I'm really trying to break. You know, I'm just trying to encourage us as Truth Nation to consider some new questions, and we still go back to being our black selves. I love it. Okay, here's another question.
You know that's going to happen.
What's a goal? What is a goal or dream that you want to accomplish before next Thanksgiving? You get your kids about my house. You bring your kids over here every weekend and talk about you got a date. That's my goal. I want you to get out in this house and take your kids with you.
It's my goal to actually pay a bill besides always putting something on it.
I can't. I'm so weak. All right. We got two more. Now, these are the questions. These are the questions you consider asking to the children at the kids. So do we still have the kids' table? Is that still a tradition? The kids' table? I know I sat at the kids' table until about, I sat at the kids' table, I think, until I was like a freshman in high school. Are we still doing that?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, nowadays, it's just, I mean, our families have changed because, like, it ain't a lot of kids anymore. Like, they've all grown up, and so... I mean, I'll have to let you know about that with DT. I think there will be a kids' table at my aunt's house this year, but I don't know. It's been some years since I've seen that.
Okay. Somebody on our Truth Talking text line, the caller asked, Denise, do you like caramel cake? The caller, I like anything. I eat whatever. I just don't eat pork. But I love food. I'm a foodie. As long as I get that nasty swine, then I'll mess with it. Okay, questions to ask kids. What's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving? That's a good question, Telly. That's healthy.
Yeah, that's it. That is.
Okay.
Now, I agree. No. I agree. Because even the most ghettoist folk, will have a good answer for that one. Yeah.
Good. And then also, something you can ask the kids at the kiddie table. This inspires leadership, passing on the baton. If you could create a new holiday tradition, what would it be? Again, these are questions that can help bring the family closer while making everyone feel included and appreciated and not make people feel isolated and defensive. That's all I'm saying. When we come back from break.
You brought it home, DT. You brought it home. The first three questions, I'd have... But those last two, I think you can run those. You can run those as an experiment
when
you get to Evansville.
Okay, I'll try. Yeah. But I've already level set with my family. Don't ask me about my situation in terms of dating. Like that, I did that three Thanksgivings ago, so they know. Don't even bring it up. They be looking too. They be like, or they be trying to drop them little hint questions like, how many sets we need, or how many placemats we need to set for the table? The normal, the same as we did last year. And the year before that. Thanks for asking. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Gift card scams. What you need to know. Because I'm telling y'all, it has gotten really sophisticated. So stay tuned. We're going to give you some tips on how to avoid gift card scams. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Love me. It doesn't matter, it goes into my head as just chit-chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it.
All right, Truth Nation, it is Thanksgiving Eve. If you are on the road, wishing you safe travels. If you in the kitchen, getting things prepped. I can smell it. It smells delicious.
Smell what the rock is cooking.
Do you smell? Okay, so question for you and Ricky. Telly, are you cooking? What are you cooking for Thanksgiving tomorrow? Are you contributing?
I will not be. I will not be, but because of my dietary restrictions, my wife will be making me a little side, little Thanksgiving dinner.
That's what's up.
Outside everybody else.
So what is that? What is your side dinner options?
Oh, I can still do dressing. And, of course, I do my greens with no meat. I do my dairy-free mac and cheese. And, yeah, I have everything like everyone else does, just no meat and no dairy.
No meat, no dairy. Ricky, are you cooking? Mm-hmm.
Actually, I am. I'm doing a turkey this year.
Do you bake it or fry it?
Bake it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
do you shoot it up?
Huh?
What do you shoot it up with?
Oh, this year I'm going to try something different. I'm going to do Cajun style. So I'm going to do like Cajun spices and stuff like that. And I'm going to mix up some Cajun with some butter and paprika, you know, do my thing and inject it and, you know, do a little razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
I'm bringing me. I'm the dish, and I'm playing.
You bring it.
All right.
Me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. No, I contribute in other ways. I'll just leave it at that. Like, Mom, what's the total? I got you. That's what I should do.
Hey.
My mom took care of me. Hey, my dad took care of me. Now I take care of them.
Everybody has a role.
They do not want me to cook, for the record, okay? I just want to put that out there. They do not want me to cook. All right, y'all. Now, it is the holiday season, and I've got to be really careful because I want to share this with you. I've got to be really, really careful because I am a big gift card person for the holidays. I just, you know, I don't know maybe necessarily what you specifically want, and I could ask. But for me, it's a whole lot easier to walk inside of a Target or a Walgreens or wherever and just grab some gift cards. This year, law enforcement as well as consumer experts are letting us know there is a very, very significant and sophisticated gift card scam. And they are alerting us as we prepare to shop for the holiday season. Now, in the village of Grafton, here in Wisconsin, there was a major bust a couple of weeks ago. And the Grafton Police Department basically discovered a man where inside his car, there were two full bags of gift cards, totaling the amount, check this out, Telly, 1,807 fraudulent gift cards. And they were from various stores like Nike. Exactly. Nike, Sephora, Nordstrom, the Visa gift cards. And basically, this is what happened. This is what happened, y'all. This guy goes into a Walgreens and he grabs a ton of gift cards. I know you're probably asking, how did he get away with it? I'm just the messenger. So then they go back to their respective lab, headquarters, basement, whatever you want to call it. And they replace the barcode on the back of the gift card with an imitation aftermarket code that looks just like the original barcode. And so when we as consumers purchase it, because then they go back those same gift cards they took, they go back and put them on the same rack. So when we go and select one of those gift cards and we load money on it, the scammer basically will then drain all the money from the card and potentially our bank account if we use our debit card, which most of us use to purchase gift cards. So it's become very, very sophisticated. Last year, Telly, to be exact, the Better Business Bureau reported that $217 million of fraudulent gift card money was sold.
Wow. And you heard my reaction when I first said this. I said, if they are doing this, they're so sophisticated to do that and come up with a plan that can scam some of the, you know, smartest people. Why don't you use that same sort of knowledge and energy to do something positive and not be a scammer? Like, now you just gotta be careful about every single thing that you buy.
Everything.
So DT, as a consumer, how am I supposed to know this gift card I'm about to buy is legit?
Well, that's a great question. So let me just add on to what you just shared, because the most common gift card scam is basically the effect that it has on consumers. And so scammers are able to tamper with the gift cards in the stores and steal the PIN number or the CV number barcode, repackage it, reseal it, and then folks are getting their monies drained, even their bank accounts. And so in terms of how to prevent it, you just have to be smart. So what I would recommend, I'm not even being funny, Telly. For me, because I'm a big gift card purchaser, number one, you know, a lot of things, to your point, Telly, that we used to just trust the process. Like, okay, I'm going to grab a gift card.
Yeah.
Now, if it were me, I would be checking that gift card and making sure it has not shown any signs of being opened already. Mm-hmm. Like, make sure the seal isn't broken. That's the first thing I would start with. So if it looks like it's been tampered with, also, you know, just feel it. Just feel it. If it feels, you know, kind of weird. And then for me, that barcode, since that's what they're replacing, if that barcode look a little shady, I'm not purchasing that gift card.
Yeah.
So just to your point, Telly, the things that we could, okay, like now, even when I go into a store, I'm very observant. From the time that I park, I'm looking to my left, I'm looking to my right, I'm watching who's walking into the store and who's walking out of the store. I seriously do that now. I take a few moments before I actually go into the grocery store or go wherever I'm going, if it's a public facility, and just be aware of my surroundings. You know, I remember, and I'm not going to bring it up because I don't like to trigger, but you know, you just have to, in this world right now, you just have to be more alert. And we can't take advantage of being alert.
And another tip, someone, AKA my wife, who is a big gift card person as well, she was like, another thing that you may want to consider is just go into the actual store and get the gift card as opposed to going to Walgreens and getting something from Sephora or whatever the case may be. So that can also, but hey, if all this fails, you can get the Rush card.
I'm so weak. I'd rather give me the Rush card based on what is going on. Or you know what? How about this? All the daycare centers, if you have a daycare center or child care center, you provide child care services, let us get some gift cards. Because I seriously, that's a great gift to give a parent or a married couple who has children in child care. Let's get the gift card from the child care centers. How about that? Daycare center gift cards. Where y'all at?
That would be dope.
What? Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
If you had kids in child care and somebody gives you a gift card from a day, you'd be like, thank you. And look, it better be $4,000. What's that? That's a week? It's got to be at least $1,000.
Right.
To give somebody a true daycare gift card. It has to be $1,000 minimum.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
You can't just say $20 off your next month bill. because that it's like, you know what? Keep it.
You know, I was thinking about y'all, and I got y'all a $20 gift card from Kitty Daycare. $20? That don't even cover the gas to get to the child care center. What are you talking
like,
about?
What am I?
What are we doing here? Are you for real right now?
Sure.
Are you giving me a gift card for $20? Yeah. So what is the amount that we give people now for gift cards? Because I usually... And I mean, it's a serious conversation to have.
It is.
Because the cost of living has went up so much.
Does it depend on the person?
I definitely think so. Like, okay, let me ask you this, Truth Nation. And this is a serious question. What is the amount that you give a child now? Because I know, like, remember the money envelopes? And you would see Andrew Jackson, the head, the face of Andrew Jackson. You'd be like, yes, I'm winning $20. Mm. And, you know, you get $20 from both grandparents. Like, I was rich Christmas time. I might have $200 or $300. Yeah. I'm gathering that $200 to $300 for these young people now would be like, are you crazy? So what's the amount? What are we putting in the envelope? Because when I retired from the game, I think I was at a $100 bill with my kids. Like, you get $100. Like, what, Ricky, what's the amount? I know we got to go to break. Is there a standard amount now that if you give anything less than this, the kids will disown you as a parent? Where are we starting?
Ooh, that's tricky because my kids is kind of spoiled. I don't know where that limit falls at, DT. I really don't.
Are y'all for real right now? Come on, Truth Nation. Help me out. Like, there's not a standard amount now? Because like I said, by the time I graduated from giving money to my children up until they were, you know, young adults, I was capping it at 100 bill.
I would say for my stepdaughter, $100 gift card or $100 to go to Target is good enough for her.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, because you can, is it no longer 20s? You're no longer giving out 20s.
Nah.
Do they even make them?
But the boys are much simpler to please. You can get them Robux or, you know, whatever for their games. Robux.
Oh, okay.
For Roblox, it's called Robux.
Ah, okay.
So
I get
anything that got to do with video games, where it's come to gift cards, they cool. $10, $20, they don't care as long as they can put it on their game.
Got it. Okay, so Telly, you got nieces and nephews, right?
Not really. A city girl says $50.
$50? Okay.
Yeah. It just depends. Like I said, it just depends on the person. Like, I have nieces in college, and I mean, you know, $40 ain't going to really take them, you know, too far or whatever. So if I can, I try to do more. But, you know, 50 and up, 50, not really a city girl is right along those lines, because if you got a big family, it could add up really fast. So,
man, that's why you do what's it called? The Secret Santa or the elephant, the white elephant game. I know, my dad's side of the family, all the cousins have like 20 kids. I'm not even joking. So they definitely do the white elephant? Is that what it's called, right? The white elephant gift exchange, where you just draw a number and that's the person you give the gift to. So you don't have to worry about buying 20,000 gifts. It is that season, y'all. We got to take a break. We come back. We're getting closer to the end. It's not goodbye. It's just see you around. Stay locked in, y'all. We're going to bring it home. It's Thanksgiving Eve. Whether you're driving, cooking, or just sleeping in, you want to stay locked in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, everyone's favorite holiday tradition, Black Nativity by Langston Hughes, returns for its 9th annual musical production celebrating the power of the Black family. It runs for one weekend only from December 5th through December 8th at Marcus Center's Wilson Theater. Now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Black Nativity live next week. Be caller number 7, as always, right now at 833-212-1017 to win a free pair of tickets to see the Black Nativity at the Marcus Center's Wilson Theater. That is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017 to purchase tickets to see Black Nativity. Visit blackartsmke.org. As we welcome you back to DT's final edition of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, and we've had a lot of memorable moments, and here's another clip of one from our illustrious year and a half plus.
I'm great. Put
you
all
can
y'all
tell
on
Denise
blast.
Is a Black mama.
Yes.
That's a Black mama comment right there.
Because when
my
Darren,
mama busts in the room,
yeah,
tell you who you lying to.
That's it. That is it. You took it right. Look, my son be on the phone, and I be like, who you on the phone lying to? Selling hopes and dreams. Look, girl, if I
you ain't got no money. Like, mama, stop busting me out. She know I ain't got no money.
Now, I did that one time, and man, my son wouldn't talk to me for a month. So I learned the hard way. That's because, and he even told me, he said, mom, that's emasculating me. I'm on the phone with my ladies, and you come in there talking about he ain't got no money. Yeah. No, he was serious. He put me on probation. I will never, ever do that again in life, ever.
That's a serious offense.
Is it?
Yes.
Why? Teach us, ladies, oh, wise men. Why is that for a mama to go in her son's room and say out loud, he ain't got no money. If he do, he got it from me. What's wrong with that? I don't understand. What's the problem?
Nothing wrong at all. Because you just finished it with, he got it from me.
But okay.
If he got some, it came from me.
No, let me not put it. My son has, look, my son got two jobs. Remember the show Everybody Hates Chris? I don't need this. My husband got three jobs. So my son, he does have two jobs. So we're good. When was that? When did Darren have two jobs? I'm trying to think.
What you say? You lying?
What was I on that day? I'm like, wait a minute. When did he have two? No. That's hilarious. Y'all are crazy. On our YouTube message board, MT said, where's DT going? To hell if I don't get right. No, I'm just playing. MT, I'm still going to be around.
Yeah,
I'm
nowhere.
Still going to be around.
Shit. Like I said yesterday, she just ain't waking up this early no more.
There you go. That's it.
On a daily basis.
No, for real. Like, you know, I really, really thank y'all for the love, and I appreciate the words of farewell. And again, I'm not necessarily leaving or going anywhere. This has been a dream. Seriously, a dream come true, and I cannot thank the valued listeners for just allowing Telly and I to be in your ear, be in your home, in your car, in your way to work. And especially for the moms that have, even the moms and the dads that have walked up to me at different events and said, hey, you know, my kids love the show. They listen to y'all. You get them ready for their day. That means the most to me more than anything else. So for all the young people that are listening now, because you don't have to go to school. The schools are closed today, right? Please tell me the schools are not open on Thanksgiving.
Yes. No, they closed.
Okay.
Like everything else should be, but.
Why are we here? Not playing. And I just really appreciate the love. And again, this has been an incredible experience. This has been my dream. And so don't give up on your dreams, young people. I know it feels saturated, but seriously, I know you hear this all the time. But if you seriously can see it, the only thing that I ask young people to revisit is the power of discipline. Discipline is when you do something that you don't necessarily like to do, but you know it's necessary to develop your craft. You see, it's one thing when you have a gift. Every single solitary person on earth, so adults that know everything, all the perfect people, y'all can change the channel. I want to talk to the future leaders right now. You have a gift. You know you have a gift because you know you could do things that other people traditionally can't do, and they always come to you and ask you to do it. That's your gift. The second part of having a gift as it relates to discipline is using it. So, for example, Telly has a great voice. I said that from the day that we started on the show. That's a gift to be able to just be able to speak. And just when you open your mouth, people are like looking. Doesn't even care. It doesn't matter what you say. You just have a gift, that voice. You may have a gift of where you can make something that most people can't make. You can fix things. You can do something that most people can't do. Whatever it is, you have a gift. Now, once you start to use it, that's the second part. So a lot of us, you know, we have a gift and we use it. Congratulations. Now hear it where it gets to the point where you're separating yourself from others. Because there's a lot of people that are gifted and they use their gift, but then they get comfortable. They even get a little cocky with it. What I've learned and what I am sharing with you as young future leaders, as creatives, as innovators, is craft. Work every day on developing and improving your craft. I don't care how good you are. LeBron, Kobe, Michael Jordan, Giannis, they don't stop. If practice starts at 10 a.m., you should be in the gym at 6 a.m. minimum. And if you're saying, man, see, that's where it gets different. So when people are saying, where are you going? Why are you living? It ain't no, like I said, I'm just not doing this morning show, but I will still be a good Karma Brands. I will still be supporting the truth. However, I gotta take my craft to the next level. Y'all feel me? And that's what we got to do as Black people. We got to be okay with being great. We can't punish and criticize and judge people for wanting to go from good to great. This whole year, we have talked about Kamala as if whether she won or not, or whether you liked her or not, she ran as a Black woman for president of the United States. That'll be part of her legacy. We've been criticizing each other. Some of y'all don't even like hearing me. Some of y'all criticize me for saying we eating over here. Why would you be upset or frustrated? When people say, oh, Denise, you think you're all that? No, I don't think I'm all that. I know I'm all that because I know what I've overcome. I know what it's like to have my lights cut off with my babies in the house. I know what it's like to be abused physically and emotionally in my own home. I know what it's like to have negative money in my bank account and I still got to feed my kids. That's why I don't apologize for nothing. And I only surround myself with people who don't make me feel that I have to be upset about trying to be great every day. You doggone right. I drive what I drive and I wear what I wear because I know what it's like. I've earned everything. And I applaud every person that is listening because I actually, this is what amazes me. And then I'm going to get off of it. I lived in Milwaukee 22 years. And I came into Milwaukee with my two kids and a job. And that was it. Milwaukee has been great to me. I don't owe Milwaukee nothing. Y'all have been so good to me. And I want to thank you. I also, with that being said, want to encourage Milwaukee that when you have people who come into this city that are hungry, that are innovative, and they may not have a certain last name, but they want to be good and they want to support, receive them with open arms. And then when they evolve and they still come back and want to support, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, this week I've had full transparency. I've had organizations that were okay with me doing things for free or at a heavily discounted rate. And I as a community activist and advocate, I'll say, okay, I'll do it. Then when it's time to procure my services where I kill it, crush it in an arena that's outside of entertaining, like coaching, oh, we can't afford you, or oh, we went with somebody else. And then you wonder why folks want to, you know. So all I ask is we as Black people, we as non-Black people, we as humans, quit normalizing mediocrity and really start to focus on how we can build each other so that we don't get mad when people are being great or they're going from good to great. That's all I'm asking. Let's start normalizing and celebrating greatness, because good is oftentimes the enemy of great. And as soon as you elevate from good and you start doing some stuff that's great, then all of a sudden people got a problem with you. I have never cheated, lied, stolen, caused physical harm to anybody. But sometimes I feel like I'm the worst person on earth just because I'm trying to be great. And I know there's young people out there, you get teased, you get bullied, you get made fun of because you're just trying to be great. Do not stop. Allow your circle to get smaller because the people that mind don't matter and the people that matter don't mind. That's all I got to say. I'm through with it, like my dad says. But I love y'all.
Hey, I'm smart enough to not try to come back after that. I mean, shoot. Sounds like we need to go to break and get the truth of the matter.
Right. And I know we got a caller. Do we need to go to break? Because, I mean, you know, everybody's like, you know, why are you leaving? I'm not leaving. I'm elevating. And I love the truth. And I'm going to come back to the truth. I'm still going to do a segment with Dr. Ken on Sundays. So it's never about, oh, why she? I'm not leaving anything. I'm elevating. And sometimes in order to elevate further, you must separate. But I love Milwaukee. Can't nobody say nothing bad about Milwaukee to me. This will always be home. Mr. Wright, thank you so much for your patience. What is your question or comment? You were live with DT and Telly.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say I'm going to miss you, DT. I love your kind words. Thanks for your speech here this morning. It helps to motivate me. I'm good, but I need.
We lose Mr. Wright?
My thing is greatness.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wright. You cut off.
Can you hear me, DT?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I was just saying thank you for your kind words this morning and motivating me to understand that I need to be better. I'm doing good, but I want to take my thing to a next level. I need to go to greatness. You know, I've been doing this for 7 years as an entrepreneur. Myself in a position. I'm on my way to work right now. And I'm working the day before Thanksgiving. But that's what I got to do as an entrepreneur. But I would love to put myself in a predicament where I can have other people doing what I do. So that's that next level for me of greatness. You know, I've been doing it for 7 years. So just thank you for the kind words and the motivation. I'm going to take this thing to the next level. I'm going to be great.
I love it. Mr. Wright, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for sharing those inspiring words. And you will be great. Just because you said it, you will be great. And that's the hustle. When you can hire other people to do the things that you don't like to do, I love it. So I wish you the absolute best, Mr. Wright, and I look forward to witnessing all the greatness that you're going to generate in 2025 and beyond. When we come back, we're going to give you our, well, I don't want to use that word. We're going to give you our truth of the matter. How about that, Telly? We'll give us our truth of the matter. We'll give you our truth of the matter, and we'll get ready for Thanksgiving. Again, Truth Nation, I love you. I love you. I love you. Stay locked in. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right. My truth of the matter is this. Have a wonderful, happy, relaxing, and safe, full of love holiday season. That's my truth of the matter.
Oh, wow. I am going to take this opportunity to make my truth of the matter, not just wishing everyone a happy and safe Thanksgiving, but also to add to what Denise was saying and her message to future leaders. And there's two things that you definitely have to demonstrate. One, patience. It's not going to happen overnight, and you have to work at it. Like DT was saying, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, they didn't get that good overnight. This is years and years of working at their craft. And number two, you do what you have to do in order to get to do what you want to do. And what I mean by that, there are a lot of things that you may not want to do, jobs you may not want to take, but eventually if you get to do what you want to do, then you got to, you know, go through that little period. But finally, my truth of the matter, you know, the extended one is I'm definitely want to say to DT, thank you over the last year and a half plus. This has been fun. This has been adventurous. Like any relationship or partnership, there are ups or there are downs, but I mean, at the end of the day, there were more laughs than tears. And
amen.
I am definitely you know, proud and happy to have shared your dream with you. You said a lot of times that it was your dream to have a radio show, and I was the one that was chosen to share that dream with you. So it was fun doing that, and I hope that I added more to our friendship and relationship than I took away from it. So definitely want to know and let everyone know, Truth Nation, that we support DT. And when she even came up to me and told me that she was thinking about
before anybody
show,
else, yes, before anybody anyone else.
And I said, and I know, Ricky, I got to wrap up, but I want to finish that real quick. And what did I tell DT? Do what's best for her. And she's doing what's best for her, and kudos to her. And that is my truth of the matter.
Thank you, Telly. I really appreciate that. Thank you so, so much. I know Ricky's like, we got to go to break. Sherman can wait for a second. Give me a little grace here. It's my last day on Truth Be Told. Listen, y'all, we're going to go ahead and cue this. This is for y'all, Truth Nation. Good Karma Brands, the entire Truth Nation, the entire Truth staff. I don't want to name names because then I might forget somebody. I don't want to offend anybody. This has been an incredible journey. And again, I just want to thank you, Telly. I want to thank everybody. This is not goodbye. It's see you around. I'm looking forward to what's next. And I will share updates. Stay locked in with me on Real Calm Coach. And I wish y'all the absolute best. We are going to be all right. Love you, Truth Nation. Have a great holiday.
Peace out.